Families that come to the Caritas food pantry typically get a 70-pound bag of food, depending on the size of the family. In June of this year, Caritas of Waco served over 2,200 families, compared to 1,850 last June. In July, they served about 2,400 families, compared to 2,100 in July of 2014. Buddy Edwards is the executive director of Caritas. He says the spike in traffic has led to a shortage of food in the pantry.
Where we've been a little bit short recently because of the large number of clients coming through is in our canned goods. We have had adequate amount of canned corn, but the canned vegetable items that we typically have available have been in short supply.
The Capital Area Food Bank supplies about a third of the food that Caritas provides, and they also provide food for pantries across 21 counties in Central Texas. Edwards says demand for food in the area has been up and the supply has been dwindling, so pantries like Caritas are scraping the bottom of the barrel.
What we're doing now is trying to supplement the lack of canned goods with other items. We are fortunate in the fact that we do get a lot of fresh produce. We have received a grant to be able to actually purchase fresh produce, and so we do that, but we also have some of our local corporate partners to be able to provide assistance in this area, particularly Walmart, HEB.
So what's causing the spike of demand in the area? Well, part of it is it's summer. Kids are eating at home that would normally be in the free or reduced price lunch programs in public schools. But on a grander level, Edwards says that the economic recovery hasn't trickled down to the people that Caritas serves yet.
We see a lot of people that come here that are working multiple jobs just to try to make ends meet. And for example, when we had the economic downturn in 2008, our client volumes just escalated immediately. And prior to that time, we were probably serving 12 to 1500 families a month. And since then, it is continuously averaged right around the 2000 plus families.
Low wages and poverty have confounded city leaders for years. A study commissioned by the city of Waco last year showed that 40% of Waco households make less than $25,000 a year.
It's not that people aren't working. It's that many people are just not able to make enough off the jobs that they are currently having to be able to rise above poverty.
With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.